In 1997, 3.2% of Cambodians were infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The United Nations Office Dealing with AIDS, UNAIDS, says that among sex workers, the figure was almost 40%. Today, UNAIDS says only about 1.6% of the general population is infected, with about 20% of sex workers believed to be infected. Dr. Mee Chee Woon is the director of Cambodia's National Center for HIV, AIDS, Dermatology, and Sexually Transmitted Infections. He says the key to Cambodia's success has been a multifaceted plan in which government and aid groups work together at all levels to fight the disease.
As you may know, Cambodia is one of the poorest countries in the world. So we work together with all partners, including bilateral, multilateral, international finance agencies like World Bank, EDB, the academic institution, and the civil society, including NGO and community-based organization.
Cambodia is still recovering from decades of conflict. Thousands of women see no choice but to become sex workers, and the country has a young migrant population. All of these factors can contribute to rising HIV infection rates. Tony Lyle, the United Nations AIDS coordinator in Cambodia, says the government deserves great credit for having the political will to tackle the disease.
The Cambodian government basically has opened the space for all the key players to play their role. The government have essentially, for example, in terms of the sex work and client environment, the government approved and the Prime Minister basically established a policy for the 100% condom use program in brothels. So it opened the door for a scaled response.
Encouraging the use of condoms has been an important part of the strategy. The government sponsors safe sex ads on billboards, television and radio. Activist groups distribute condoms and make sure that people know how to use them. Dan Boropich is a spokeswoman for Population Services International, the largest distributor of subsidized condoms in Cambodia.
We try to normalize the condom use in Cambodia by educating them through the Klahan campaign, you know, use condom, and also increase the visibility of condom through our distribution channel. Like, we try to make sure that condom available at even supermarket, mini market store, you know, pharmacy, everywhere.
Another important part of the strategy is treating those infected with cheap or free antiretroviral drugs. Tony Lyle of UNAIDS says that about 25,000 patients are receiving treatment in Cambodia, nearly 80% of all those who need treatment. The bulk of the life-saving drugs are provided by the Global Fund for Tuberculosis, AIDS and Malaria.
I think Cambodia, of all countries in the region, is a major success story in terms of getting all those who need to be on treatment on treatment.
Despite the progress, experts warn there remains a chance the infection rate could still rise, particularly among those groups engaging in high-risk behavior. Studies show, for example, that new infections among men who have sex with men and those who use illegal injected drugs are still increasing in Cambodia. The infection rate is also increasing among so-called indirect sex workers, women working in beer gardens, karaoke clubs, and hostess bars. AIDS experts say these women often have a steady partner and do not use a condom with that man, although neither the woman nor the man may be faithful. HIV infection rates are also high among men who have moved to Phnom Penh from the countryside to work. These men often become infected at brothels and then take the virus home to their wives. For many of those infected with HIV, life is difficult. Cambodia's healthcare system is basic at best. Conditions are unhygienic, modern medical equipment is almost non-existent, and discrimination against AIDS sufferers is commonplace, despite efforts being made to stamp it out. Moni is HIV positive and works for the Cambodian community of women living with HIV and AIDS.
In the community, stigma and discrimination is still happening. Nobody want to talk to the PHA, people living with HIV AIDS. Nobody want to buy their products. So it's still very hard. Even the stigma and discrimination in the health center and also at the national level is still happening. Yeah.
Despite these problems, Cambodia has become an example of how to fight the disease. AIDS experts say the lesson from Cambodia is that if the political will is there from the top, the disease can be contained, even in the poorest nations. Rory Byrne for VOA News in Phnom Penh.